And Kathy Dawes now, along with Tasha Jones with Army Community Services, Monica Smith, Fort Riley Education Services. We're going to be talking about a youth hiring and education fair that's coming up, and excited to hear about this. I know always looking for folks to work and do things. 537-1350, phone number to call if you have questions or comments during this interview. Toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And Tasha, I think this is your first time in our studio. We welcome you today. I know we have a lot of fun things to talk about, and I guess maybe some background about the Fort Riley Youth Hiring Education Fair, kind of the where's and the when's.
Thank you. Our Youth Hiring and Education Fair will be March 11th, 2017. It'll be from 10 to 1 p.m. at Fort Riley Teen Center.
And just a little closer to the mic. It won't bite you, I promise. The event is, I mean, you know, who it's open to. And we're really talking a younger age group here. I mean, when we say youth hiring, that's really what we're saying.
Yes, we're talking ages 14 to 21. And the goal of this is to provide youth in a surrounding community a chance to network and explore career opportunities as well as volunteer and educational opportunities.
And so we're talking about, you know, employers, even volunteer groups. You'll have a whole variety of folks there.
Yes. We have Army Community Service volunteer. We also have the American Red Cross, just to name a few. But we also have hiring. And so who will be attending there, just to name a few of those, would be our Rock Springs, the Fort Riley Pools. We have JCPenney's Soapy Knox, their hair salon, as well as Harris Jeweler.
And we've kind of gone through the goal a little bit. I don't know if there's any more to say about the goal and kind of who can attend. And do the youth have to be military dependents?
No, they do not. This hiring fair is open to the youth in the surrounding community. You do not have to be a DOD card holder. To access Fort Riley, though, you do want to arrive early to gain access. And so there's a little procedure there, but I can explain that more when you contact me.
Okay, very good. And, well, I mean, if you want to explain just briefly, I think a lot of people know. I think they go to the Henry Gate, is it?
It is the Henry Gate. Uh-huh. Yes. And so it used to be 24 hours, so that time has changed. So you want to go between the hours of 5 a.m. to 11 p.m., and for Saturday or Sunday, it's from 7:30 to 5.
So a little bit of a change there.
Yes.
Okay. Who are some of the potential employers you expect at the fair?
Well, we've got a few who've already registered, so I'm really hoping to get a few more. And so, like I mentioned earlier, we have JCPenney's, their Soapy Knox, their salon is coming. We have American Red Cross, Rock Springs. We also have Fort Riley Pools. We also have the Child and Youth Services from Fort Riley.
Very good. And so how many did you have last year? And I'm hoping for a big turnout again.
Yes.
This year, I'm sure.
We had 11 hiring vendors and 11 educational institutions there last year. So we're hoping to expand just a little bit more.
And, of course, so it's always interesting about this. Will they actually be taking job applications?
Yes.
Kind of how does that work?
Yes. For any hiring event that we have on Fort Riley, we do make sure that the employers that are coming, they have open positions at the time. And so they are ready to hire, ready to interview potential candidates.
And, you know, when you're talking about this, and we're talking as young as 14, I mean, that's pretty daunting, I would think, to come into something like that. Suggestions for how they can prepare for this experience.
Well, the great thing, especially how it works in Junction City, they are actually preparing them now. They're giving classes, they're teaching them how to dress and doing interviews, and we like to participate in that. And last year when the students showed up, or our young applicants, everyone was dressed in a suit. Everyone. It was adorable. Some even had bow ties. They came prepared. They came with resumes. So the schools that we interact with, they pretty much prepare them.
And as you mentioned, you're looking for more businesses, too. And if someone, say I'm a business out there, and even volunteer organizations,
yes.
I guess we need to stress that, too. It isn't just they're looking for employers, they're looking for volunteers, too. How do they go about contacting you, and are there any limitations that way at all that we need to explain?
They can contact me by contacting Army Community Service. That number is 785-239-9435, and just ask for Tasha Jones. And so our limitations is that you do come prepared to offer employment to our teens And for volunteer organizations, contact me and then I can explain the parameters a little bit more.
Very good. Again, remind us where your office is and ways that folks can get in touch with you, Tasha.
We are located on Fort Riley, Custer Hill. It's 7264 Normandy Drive, Fort Riley, Kansas. Again, telephone number is 785-239-9435.
And we might get back to you, too. Anything else you're wanting to highlight before we move on to Monica? I know she has a special piece in all of this, too. But
well, I'm really excited about this year. Last year, we had over 185 participants, and 124 of those were youth. And so over 50 youth were hired. And so 44 were interviewed on the spot, and they were pretty excited about this. So I'm looking forward to what this year holds for them.
So you say that not all of them were youth. So do you have other people try to get in on this one, or how does that work?
We have parents that come with the youth. So that's always a joy to see the parents standing there. And sometimes they're petrified, and the parents just coach them along. It's like, come on, just give her your resume and things like that. So to see that is pretty wonderful.
And that probably gives a little more leeway. I mean, when you're talking about someone that young, not everybody's that confident at the age of 14, 15 years old. I don't know that I would have known what to do.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I had a 9-year-old come last year. We had a 9 and 11-year-old, and she was pretty confident, and it just broke my heart. It's like, but you're 9.
Oh, how interesting. Oh, how fun. Well, moving along to Monica, and I know, Monica, you're not a stranger to the airwaves. You've been on before, and I know, of course, obviously you're with Education Services at Fort Riley, but maybe some of the colleges and schools, and for the older, the little bit older crowd of the group, I mean, who all will you have on hand that way?
Well, we're going to have 5 of our on-post colleges. We'll have Barton Community College, Central Texas College, Southwestern College, Upper Iowa University, and K-State University. And then we're going to have some schools in the surrounding area as well. We have Cowley Community College and Flint Hills Technical College. And then we also even have Kaiser University coming out of Florida.
Wow, that's an interesting one. Will youth be able to apply, of course, to some of these schools while they're there in addition to looking for a job?
Some of the schools will have applications on hand, but, you know, most of the times now they usually just have you go online and do the applications. And I usually urge people to really look into the schools, too, and get a campus visit before they even actually start filling out applications, because you definitely want to make sure that's where you want to go.
But I'm sure they have plenty of brochures and educational materials where they can find out a bit about each of those colleges.
Definitely.
And get an idea what they're dealing with, too. In addition to the fair, how can soldiers and family members find out about some of the available programs?
Well, basically, they can come to the Education Center. We're in building 211 Custer Avenue. We just moved there last June, and it's a really beautiful facility. We have all of our colleges housed in the same building with us now. Before, we were kind of spread out, but now we're all in the same location.
Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? It is 9:14. I know we have lots more to talk to Monica about, and also Tasha will bring her back on also. But, and again, a reminder, if you have questions or comments about the Youth Hiring and Education Fair at Fort Riley that's coming up, and again, that's coming up March the 11th, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. You're listening to In Focus.